from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Despite signs clearly pointing out that the trail at Schumacher Lions Club Park is for snowmobiles and ATVs in the winter only, ATV and motorcycle operators don't always get the message.
From May 15th to October 15th, it is a walking trail.
Park co-chairman Mark West says it's a safety issue, and with more enhancements added to the park, it's becoming more popular for people walking and taking in park activities.
And that's why I'm concerned, because I don't want to see somebody get hurt on these bikes and ATVs that are running through the trail during the summer period.
It's difficult to enforce the no recreational vehicles rule, but West says if he has to, he'll block off the park in a way that only pedestrians, mobility scooters, and wheelchairs can get in. An accident near Cartier early this morning has Highway 144 closed south of the watershed. There is no indication when it might reopen. So if you're heading to Sudbury, you're best to take Highway 11 to the Highway 64 cutoff through Field to get to 17 at Sturgeon Falls. The BC Maritime Employers Association is calling on striking longshoremen to agree to binding arbitration to settle their strike. The group says that would bring to an end their walkout, now into its seventh day, and allow the resumption of Canada's import and export trade. The two sides are not meeting face-to-face, but are still in contact with the federal mediator. The strike by the 7,400 members of the International Longshore and Warehouse Union has been costing Canada between $500 million and $800 million a day in lost international trade. More than 30 West Coast ports have been shut down, including two of the three busiest in Canada, at Vancouver and Prince Rupert. It seems many of us don't leave work at the office when we head out on vacation. A study conducted by a U.S.-based online education platform finds around 68% of us can't stop engaging in work-related activities. It also reveals that the behavior not only sacrifices your much-needed downtime, it takes a toll on your mental health. Over 2,000 workers from both countries took part in the survey. More than two-thirds of Canadians say they continue to work on vacation. And a bit of this, a bit of that in June's unemployment rate. Statistics Canada says it rose to 5.4%, even though employers kept hiring in areas including healthcare. However, more people were looking for work, putting the jobless rate at its highest since February of last year. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.